Today we're building one of those effects that can make a drum and bass phrase feel way bigger than it actually is, a bass wobble echo chamber. And the key thing here is that we're not just making a cool sound, we're turning the effect into an arrangement tool inside Ableton Live 12. So think less random delay on a bass and more controlled moment of pressure and release. We're going to shape a bass line so it can step into a dark little chamber, bloom for a second, and then snap back into the groove. That's the kind of motion that makes a drop feel alive. First, let's build a bass source that already works dry. That part matters. If the bass doesn't hit without the effect won't save it. Load up Wavetable, Operator, or Analog on a MIDI track. For this lesson, aim for something harmonically rich, like a saw-based or Reese-style patch. If you're layering, keep the sub separate. That's the D-N-B discipline move. Put the sub on its own track, keep it mono, keep it clean, and let the mid-bass be the part that gets animated. On the mid layer, use a low-pass filter somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz, depending on the tone, and add a little saturator if you want more density and edge. A touch of movement on the cutoff, or on Wavetable position if you're using Wavetable, gives you that wobble life without needing to overcomplicate it. Now write a two-bar phrase with arrangement in mind. Don't fill every beat just because you can. Drum and bass need space. It needs the kick and snare to breathe. It needs the bass to answer the drums, not fight them. A good starting pattern might hit on beat 1, give you a syncopated answer on the offbeat, then hold a longer note near the end of the second bar so we have something to send into the chamber. That final note is your punctuation mark. That's the one that says, here comes the move. If you're going for a roller feel, keep it tight and rhythmic. If you want a darker neuro edge, use stutters and short notes, but still leave one opening before the snare or before the phrase turns over. The point is to create a sentence, not a loop that just repeats forever. Now for the chamber itself. Add a return track and build the effect there. This is important, because we want to keep the dry bass intact and only send selected moments into the space. On the return, start with echo. Set it to sync to the tempo, and try a time of 1/8 or 1/8 dotted for that DNB-friendly push. Keep the feedback somewhere in the 25 to 45% range to start. You want repeat energy, not a giant wash that takes over the bar. Use echo's filter so the repeats stay dark and don't smear the low end. Ducking is also your friend here. If you want the original hit to stay up front while the tail tucks behind it, set ducking somewhere moderate. And keep the character a little worn or dirty rather than pristine. DNB usually sounds better when the delay feels like it has some attitude. After echo, add reverb. Keep it fairly compact. We're not making a cathedral here. Think medium or small medium size, with a decay around 0.8 to 2.2 seconds. Add a little pre-delay so the repeat and the space separate just enough to stay readable. Then high pass the return with EQ8. In many cases, you can cut pretty aggressively around 180 to 300 Hz, because we do not want the chamber stealing the sub. If there's a harsh buildup in the upper mids, trim that too. So now you've got a dark, narrow echo chamber. The bass can enter it, but the low end stays disciplined. Next comes the fun part. Automation. This is where the effect becomes musical instead of decorative. On the bass track, automate the send to the return. Keep it low most of the time. That might mean something subtle, like around minus 18 to minus 12 dB, depending on your signal. Then, on the last important note of the phrase, push the send up. Maybe you move it to around minus 9 dB or even minus 3 dB for a stronger moment. The goal is not constant wetness. The goal is to make the listener feel the bass getting pulled into space right at the end of the sentence. That's what gives you the tension and release. That's what makes the next bar land harder. And here's a really useful teacher tip. Think in phrases, not individual notes. Don't automate just because a note exists. Automate because the musical idea is arriving at a turning point. If you start the send move a tiny bit before the phrase ends, it feels intentional and musical. If you wait too long, it can feel late and disconnected. Now let's shape the wobble itself. Don't rely only on LFO movement inside the synth. That can make the sound feel static if the arrangement never changes. Use automation on things like auto filter cutoff, Wavetable position, echo feedback, or reverb decay so the bass line evolves across the bar. For example, you might keep the first bar steady, then open the filter a little at the end of the second bar so more harmonics feed into the delay. That little opening can make the repeats feel brighter and more present. Then pull the filter back down right after the chamber moment, so the next section comes back with weight and control. A simple motion like that can be huge. Maybe your cutoff moves from 180 Hz up to 800 Hz on the mid bass, just for a moment. Maybe the feedback bumps from 30% to 42%, and the reverb tail lengthens a little. Tiny changes can feel massive in a DNB arrangement, because the groove is already so focused. Now let's talk low-end separation, because this is where a lot of people get it wrong. The chamber should live in the mids and highs. The sub should stay dry, mono, and solid. If the effect starts to blur the kick or smear the bass foundation, reduce the return first before you touch the dry track. Most of the time, the problem is too much tail, not too little bass. If the chamber sounds too thin after you high-pass it, that's where a little saturator before the EQ can help. It creates harmonics that still read on smaller speakers, even though you've cleaned out the low end. That's a nice DNB trick. Keep the space audible without letting it clog the mix. Now place the effect in a real arrangement. Let's imagine a 4-bar drop loop. Bars 1 and 2 are the main bass groove, with barely any chamber. Bar 3 opens up a little more. Then bar 4 is your money moment. The final note sends hard into the chamber, and the tail spills into the next phrase. That's exactly the kind of structural movement that makes a loop feel like a section. You can use this on the last snare before a switch up, on a pickup note into the next 8 bars, or on a bass stab that answers a drum fill. In underground DNB, that tiny little move can do a ton of work. It gives the listener a sign that something is changing, without killing the momentum. If the chamber moment sounds especially good, resample it. Seriously, do it. Create a new audio track, set it to resampling or route your bass bus into it, and record the tail. Then chop that tail up and place it somewhere useful. Maybe it becomes an intro swell. Maybe it turns into a transition hit. Maybe you reverse it into the next section. Once you capture it as audio, it becomes a real arrangement asset instead of just an effect you happen to hear in the moment. A few quick things to avoid. Don't leave the bass drenched all the time. Don't let sub frequencies go into the return. Don't crank the feedback so high that the tail washes over the next bar. And don't make every phrase echo. If everything is special, nothing is special. The chamber works because it shows up like punctuation. If you want a heavier or darker vibe, you can try a little distortion before the return EQ, or lightly use drum bus on the return for grit. Just keep it controlled. You can also widen only the return for the transition note, then snap it back. That gives you a big moment without permanently spreading the mix. Here's a great little practice move. Build a 4-bar bass phrase. Automate the send so only the final note of bar 2 enters the chamber. Then copy it to 4 bars and change the 4th bar so the chamber moment is different. Maybe it has a little more feedback, or a slightly longer reverb tail, or a different cutoff position. Then check it in mono and make sure the low end still feels locked. If you want to push it further, build a 16-bar section where the chamber only appears on a few key moments, like bars 4 to 5, 8 to 9, and 15 to 16. Change one parameter each time, like the send amount, feedback, cutoff, or reverb length. That's how you make the arrangement feel intentional instead of looped. So the big takeaway is this. Build the bass dry and solid first. Put the chamber on a return track. Automate the send and filter movement. Keep the sub clean and use the effect as a structural device. In DNB, the best effects are the ones that increase drama without stealing punch. That's the echo chamber bass wobble. Shape it carefully, arrange it with purpose, and suddenly your bass line stops sounding like a loop and starts sounding like a track.